Sentient beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Desires are inexhaustible. I vow to end them. The dharmas are boundless. I vow to master them. The Buddha's way is incomparable. I vow to attain it. Good morning, everybody. So I think if I was to advise a young parent, a new father on what parenting is about, I would suggest don't know. And then your children can teach you perfectly. My oldest daughter wished me a happy Father's Day this morning in a text. We haven't talked very much lately. We don't talk much, actually. Not that we're estranged or anything. I love her dearly, but we're very different. And we have very different political views, for example. I wrote her back and I said, you know, I think every father at some point, if they're fortunate in the sense of coming to grips with getting to know themselves, anyone whose life journey is about understanding themselves, would recognize at some point that it was their children that made them a better human being. So the other thing about today, I think it's the first day of summer. So it's a day of celebrating the abundance, coming into plants getting to their maturity so that we can harvest them here in the fall. So things are very abundant, including the COVID-19 virus in Florida. Boy, is it abundant. Pretty scary. When you're looking at everything from dualistic point of view, right and wrong, you can make all sort of discriminations about, well, what's right and what's wrong about it, and who's done what wrong and who's done what right. But I think when you look at things without the discriminating mind and just observe, don't know. So Zen, you know, is about getting to know ourselves. And by getting to know ourselves, we can resolve ourselves. And what does that mean? That means understanding where our attachments and our desires, our afflictions, just confused mental state comes from. In the simplest of terms, you know, where are you? Where's your thinking? Clouds come, clouds go. Right now, the sky is blue. Cars are passing by. This moment, where is the past? Where's the future? And where's thinking? Form is form. Emptiness is emptiness. Mountains are mountains and rivers are rivers. Just this. It's a wonderful grounding of being in reality by just don't know, not making, and being present. So sometimes when we sit, it's quite a struggle. Sometimes thinking just doesn't seem to let up, and settling down into just present moment, breath, body, environment, being present, takes a while. This morning, I almost nodded off a couple times. I guess I'm tired. You know, I recognize when I'm getting ready to nod off is that my mind, my thoughts, you know, when my mind is seriously active and I'm either thinking about breakfast and what I'm going to make for breakfast when I leave here, you know, think that kind of thinking, preparing. That's one way of thinking. But when you're getting ready to fall asleep, and all of a sudden you recognize you're dreaming. Wait a minute, I'm dreaming. And then just as you recognize you're dreaming, you're about to keel over. Present, come back to the present. But the wonderful thing about that kind of dream state, that in between waking and dreaming, it's like a movie, right? It's like you can almost see the transparency of it. I was going for a walk yesterday after playing a game called The Green Hell, which is about how to survive all by yourself in the Amazon, provided with nothing, and you just have to go collect your food, and make your shelter, and find your water, and all that. After I started the game, I died many times trying to save myself from one thing or another. Snake bite, parasites, poisoning, eating the wrong kind of plant, you know, whatever. Eventually, I kind of got the hang of the game. But the game was so addictive mentally that it kept replaying in my mind. I'd sit down to meditate. I'd be playing the game for a while till I could get settled down. Dreams are like that, right? We go to sleep at night, and dreams are kind of a way of letting go of the day's activities. So all of this isn't bad. It's not something we're trying to resolve or get rid of. This is just the movie. This is just the play that we're playing. Body, mind, environment, causes, conditions, it's all happening. But what we're after in Zen is understanding ourselves, our relationships, and so being free, having the freedom to be really clear and make choices that serve us and everyone else. You know, that's the outcome of us understanding ourselves by observing how this all plays out. By not seeing it, you know, and then very subtly we become attached. And like Ross said, I think it was last week, you know, blind spots. No matter how much I meditate, I have blind spots. Well, we all have blind spots. And so the other place, getting back to children, that those blind spots can be come out is in our relationships, our sangha. First, our personal relationships closest to us, and then community, and as we go, you know, further out, our cultural, our national heritage, all of those things all play a part in understanding who we are. So sometimes it's very uncomfortable when someone is teaching us a lesson about ourselves because we don't want to see it. Because of our practice, you know, even when our practice isn't going well, in terms of we make a judgment, it's not going well while we're sitting, gee, I'm really, you know, dreaming, I'm thinking about breakfast, I'm doing this or that, gee, that's not good. You know, you don't make any judgments, you just let it go, put it down, observe it, see it for what it is, and move on. And that pattern of doing that over and over again in our practice and sitting, when we're out in the world, it really works for us to our advantage. That's why, you know, we have to sit like our hair's on fire. So we don't just dream while we're sitting there. We don't just make breakfast and make-believe land, la-la land. We say, okay, breakfast, that will come. Ah, all right, that's a good idea. We'll have that for breakfast. Then you let it go. It's like this constant letting go is relaxing into what is, right? It's really getting calm and present. And same is true with all our stresses and our worries and concerns. You know, we can get really wrapped up, really grab onto what we're seeing, hearing, feeling, and this sitting and letting go and letting go and letting go gives us the space to be clear about it and have the strength and the energy to deal with it. So, you know, when we're really stressed and we're tight and our muscles are tight and we're creating pain in our body and our minds, obviously things are not working well. And so we need to take a moment to recognize that and either stop doing what it is we're doing, take a break, just stop, and then come back to it when you have the energy again. So, you know, be careful watching the news. Did you hear that? That silence? That was Dharma talking to you. I'm glad you're here. I enjoy our Sunday mornings a lot. Well, have a wonderful day. And see you again. Be well. Thank you.